And greetings, everyone. Gym class for a Friday coming your way on this September the 8th, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We've got the tailgate tour coming your way. That is on 106.3 FM from down at West Branch as the Bears get ready to take on Jessup tonight. 1A district football opener. Myself, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss will be out at Linmar Stadium as the Lions. So it's Jefferson Jayhawks tonight. That'll be on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM. Looking forward to bringing that to you coming up tonight as well. And that will be at 7 o'clock. All the scores coming up after the game on the Eastern Iowa Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing taking you through midnight. And then Iowa State getting underway tomorrow at 9 o'clock on 1600 AM with the pregame on the Cyclone Radio Network. And then yours truly, Mark, Alex, Todd, Kyle, we'll have Before the Boom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And that'll be at 9 o'clock. And then after the game, after the final gun, coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. A big, big Saturday. And, well, let's see, Jack Trey Stadium, what, 60,000-ish right in there anyway? How many more thousands will be outside Jack Trey Stadium, not even with a ticket tomorrow, Mark?
Well, typically, whether it's in Iowa City or Ames, a lot of folks just like to go to tailgate and then watch the game elsewhere or take a nap, one of the two. But
depending on your intake in the morning.
Really looking forward to a great weekend of not only high school football tonight, some terrific matchups, a full day of college football tomorrow highlighted by the Iowa-Iowa State game, and then the first full Sunday in the NFL. Some terrific matchups there, and we'll have coverage of games. Go to KGYMradio.com and consult our schedule.
There you go. And that all comes up over the weekend. And yeah, we've got it all at KGYMradio.com. We'll have our pick six coming up in just a little bit here. Of course, Iowa State, that is first and foremost in everyone's mind here. And with that, we have that very, very topic on our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
We do indeed, and really encourage you folks out there to give us some input before we make our picks in the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, 319-366-1600, our text and phone line. Poll question at KGYMradio.com, where will the Cy-Hawk Trophy reside for the next 12 months? Will it reside in Iowa City, or it will reside in Ames? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Weather should not be a factor tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Temperature in the 60s for the kickoff. Probably getting up into the lower 70s they're calling for. Not much wind, which is... Jack Trey Stadium used to be a wind tunnel.
Well, yeah.
Used to be a wind tunnel. Really not anymore since they've enclosed the south end. So... it's not as big a factor, but weather shouldn't play any part in it tomorrow. And I'm just looking forward to a great game. That's one of the games we're going to pick on the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 for you coming up here in just a little bit. Got things rolling last night in the NFL. Maybe I should just toss it to you, Mark, because I'm still gushing a little bit.
Well, you were at the stadium for Kennedy's victory over Hempstead last night, and I know your son, Ryan, texted you some updates on the game. And
a lot of updates
I think
on
you watched
game.
Most of the second half.
Did get to see most of the second half.
What a terrific performance by a slender Andy Reid and his Kansas City Chiefs. Horrible news today. Eric Berry out with an Achilles problem. He'll be out all year. That's a blow to that Kansas City defense. But a whale of a performance. And the way the first couple series, the first quarter looked, it looked like New England would just... role in Foxborough, but that wasn't the case. Kansas City outscoring New England 21-0 in the fourth quarter. They got a nice rookie at running back, no?
Yeah. Kareem Hunt, pretty good. Our buddy Mr. Balbinot gets to see him a lot last year. And, of course, didn't fumble at all during his Toledo career and put it on the ground the very first time he touched it. But maybe, you know, a little bit of a... a strange start to that game, but yeah, Chiefs looked really good last night. And I was talking to fellow Chiefs fans, and we knew all the talk today, 90% of it was going to be, oh my God, the sky's falling, what's wrong with the Patriots? Not that, you know, the Chiefs looked pretty good last night. And I expected, that's fine, whatever. We're going to fly under
the
radar.
The Patriots are going to be fine. I mean, they've done this before.
I think they're going to be okay because it's not a great division. It has been hasn't been for about a decade, to be honest with you. There have been a few teams for a couple years that have risen up. But for the most part, they've owned Miami, Buffalo, and the New York Jets over the last 10 to 15 years. And without Edelman and without Hightower defensively, this is not the same Patriot team. They need people to step up. They're going to be fine. They're probably going to win the AFC East. That's no problem. I just don't know if they are invincible like they have been in the past, and I'm not sure why, 90% of the American public in sports was talking about the fact that it's all over. The Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Still might, but I don't think it's that big of a slam dunk that they're going to do it.
In retrospect,
I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to do it either.
In retrospect, would you have taken Kansas City plus the, 8 points? Would you have taken plus 8 last night?
No.
No?
No. No, I would not have. But Alex Smith, they let him throw long. Look what happens when you throw long.
He looked good.
Kareem Hunt looked good. Tyreek Hill got a little bit of a cramp issue at the end, but he caught a long touchdown pass.
Not so fast on Patrick Mahomes, okay?
No, not so fast. And might be a special quarterback down the line, but Alex Smith is not ready to give up the reins. But again, Eric Berry being out for the year is a really big blow for the Chiefs' defense.
You bet.
Just a really, really big blow. And hopefully, Chiefs will find somebody that can fill the void a little bit out there. 319-366-1600. What do you think? Is the dynasty dead in New England? I know we got a lot of Chiefs fans out there. Probably as happy as I am today still. Riding on cloud 9 after that win. Now, it doesn't mean anything if they go home and lose to the Eagles here in 10 days. So, and they've had some clunkers in home openers in the past. Almost laid an egg last year. Probably would have if Keenan Allen didn't get hurt for the San Diego Chargers. San Diego Chargers.
Andy Reid's a really good coach, you know?
Especially when you give him time to prepare. He, more often than not, will win the football game. More often than not. 319-366-1600. Going to talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a little bit. And Iowa State, first and foremost in everyone's minds, of course. And, well, we got a few minutes here before we talk to John at 12 past 3. And I almost kind of reluctantly say I would like to have the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line open here and get your thoughts on who's going to win, because this could turn really ugly quickly. Can it?
If you're going to comment, show your work. Say why.
Yes. Don't just say, blank sucks. Say why Iowa's going to win. Say why Iowa State's going to win. And, let's be civil about this. It's a very, it's a rivalry, but it's not, it's not Ohio State, Michigan. It's not Auburn, Alabama. But why will your team win? Or if you're neutral, why will Iowa and or Iowa State win this game? At 319-366-1600, go ahead.
Always count on Ryan from Walford weighing in. First of all, wanted to know the over and under on Iowa's sack total tomorrow. Maybe 5.5. Iowa State will have to throw it 45 times. He believes Iowa wins by 2 to 3 scores. In order for Iowa State to get their playmakers involved, they'll have to allow Park time to throw. It's most likely the toughest D-line that we'll face all year. They'll create havoc for Iowa State's offense, and we will run the ball down their throats. I don't see this being close, as many people believe. 66-57, Iowa will win 34-12. It's all about the lines, the offensive line. The defensive line of Iowa is superior and control the game.
Go ahead and let us know at 319-366-1600. Okay. Thank you, Kyle. We got Kyle's picks now for later on. He's running the tailgate tour out there, so we had to get his picks And we will have those along with the rest of the panel coming up here in just a little bit.
I think everyone's looking forward to what, and we'll get John Cranton's opinion on this, what appears to be a classic matchup between Iowa State's offense and Iowa's defense. Iowa's defense allowing only 3 points to Wyoming last week. Iowa State, I think, has a balanced offense, dynamic playmakers, Alan Lazard, David Montgomery, and whatnot. One of the texters pointed out the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to be very important. But that matchup is really, I think a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Iowa defense versus the Cyclone offense. I think that is going to be where the game is going to be won, especially up front in the trenches. Can they create the havoc they did with Wyoming last week? Can Josie Jewell have his way with that front five, front six, if you will, for Iowa State? Cyclones didn't go to the tight end very much. They were kind of opposite Iowa last week. Iowa, I think, is going to be very tight end centric this year. And Iowa State, when you have the wide receivers they have with Butler and Lazard and Ryan and people like that, you're going to get it out there too.
Well, both units are stepping up in competition. Iowa's defense far superior to UNI's. And I think Iowa State's offense is superior to Wyoming's, despite the fact Josh Allen is at the controls of Wyoming. He just does not have the team he did last year, the playmakers, the running back, the wide receiver that he had last year. I think Iowa State's more versatile and perhaps more explosive. So going to be fascinating, I think.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. What do you think out there? We're going to talk to John Cranton, get Las Vegas's view of that coming up in just a little bit. Keep the text rolling in here.
50-85, Iowa State will need to win the turnover battle by 2+ to win.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair assessment.
38-44, Iowa State wins. Ferentz gets outcoached again.
Okay.
Again? Well, what was it last year? 42-3?
Yeah, but that's an asterisk game. That was an Iowa State.
It's documented. He's 9-9 against Iowa State.
Yeah. That was an Iowa State team that was just getting their sea legs underneath them with Matt Campbell. That was week two last year. Iowa State was not a very good football team. I think even Cyclone fans would admit that at this point.
71-49, 45-0 Cyclones. Payback, baby.
Now, see, that's
the king is gone.
Who's the king?
I don't know. 0190.
Is that Don Williams, by the way? Don Williams passing away today, country music legend at the age of 78.
Okay.
Sorry to bring you down like that. I know Todd is probably very upset about it.
0190 wants to know our thoughts on Noah Fant. I didn't realize how much of a physical specimen he is. Looks like he could be a special player.
Dude's big.
He's big. He's got speed. He's got nice hands, as he showed with 2 touchdown receptions last week. I'm not surprised when Iowa comes up with good tight ends. They're all across the National Football League on Sundays.
Iowa has a lot of good tight ends. We saw last night on the sidelines, Sean Beyer and Dallas Jacobus came up from the Iowa team and former Kennedy players. And you can tell they've been in Mr. Doyle's laboratory for for a couple of years now. Big guys out there. Noah Fant's going to be a pretty good tight end.
8721 asks, can Iowa's linebackers stay with Iowa State receivers? I don't know how many times the linebackers will be matched up on the receivers.
It's going to be more often than on a Mike Warren or a David Montgomery.
Or a tight end.
Or a tight end. I think a little bit more. And I think we're going to see Iowa State play Montgomery and Warren at the same time, and I think we're going to see one of them in the slot. I think they're going to try to take advantage of that. A lot of Big Ten teams try to.
See the same thing on Iowa's side with Butler and Wadley in the backfield at the same time.
I would agree. I think there are going to be different wrinkles thrown in there coming up tomorrow. Keep them coming. 19 past 3. We'll get to as many as we can here, but we need to take a break. Come back. John Krant from Jim Fife Sports in Vegas is going to join us. We'll get Las Vegas's view of what's going to happen in Ames tomorrow between Iowa and Iowa State and the first weekend of the National Football League. All that coming up on the Gym Class. It is the Friday edition coming your way. 1600 AM in the North Gym, 107.5 FM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 321 here on The Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Well, actually 106.3 FM there with David Schulte and Gary Fickle down at West Branch right now, Mark, as the tailgate tour continues down there. Preparation for West Branch and Jessup coming up tonight.
Indeed, you're not going to like this news if you're Montgomery Gentry fans. Troy Gentry of that country duo has died in a helicopter crash in New Jersey.
It's a bad day for country music today.
Yeah, that just in.
Gee, many Christmas. But, yeah, bad, bad day out there. Tonight, high school football. Tomorrow, college football. Sunday, NFL football. Football, football, football. And with that in mind, we bring in John Krant from Jim Fice Sports in Las Vegas. Website is jimfice.com. You can follow Jim on Twitter at Jim Fice Sports. All one word, at Jim Fice Sports. And how you doing, John?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than the Patriots defense. I mean, why did the Chiefs just beat us like Mayweather-McGregor?
Well, not all of us are unhappy about that, John.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's okay. Yeah, it's just one game into the season, man. It's just one game.
And it wasn't exciting. What a great game to watch. The only thing I feel bad about is that both teams suffered some injuries to key players that, you know, it's the bottom line is it really kind of opens up the AFC to the perception of what we thought just 2 days ago.
Yeah. Before we get into things, you mentioned on our sheet here last week, one of the stunning upsets occurred right in your backyard. Do you know of anyone that put a bet on Howard prior to the game against UNLV?
The money line on that was 600-1. I don't know personally, but I do know there was a book that admitted, yeah, we did have somebody put like $2 on Howard to win the game. They must have liked Cam Newton's brother, who was sensational. UNLV paid $500,000 for Howard to come out here to play them and then suffer that humiliation. Yeah, it was a 45-point underdog, and, you know, you want to throw in Liberty, a 33-point dog beating Baylor. We see these kinds of upsets, not this with points, right, but surprises early in September. But last week was one for the record books.
Unbelievable. Well, let's start into it. Iowa and Iowa State tomorrow in Ames. And this one has been basically a pick 'em. Iowa State, it was swinging back and forth a little bit. I think it's at 1.5, something like that right now anyway, the spread. So Vegas expects a pretty close game.
Yeah, and we're seeing some money come in on the Hawkeyes, the Big Ten school, because we've seen about 1.5 on Iowa. Now I see some threes out there. And, yeah, great rivalry game. Battle of Unbeatens, first time in 2 years that both teams were undefeated. That was a game where the Hawkeyes won 31-17 with their great defense. And I knew two people in Vegas who bet Wyoming last week, and I told them that, you know, I did a show in your area, and I said I didn't like the matchup with the Iowa ground game going against Wyoming team stepping up in competition. But what an impressive performance of the Iowa defense, which did lose some key players. Boy, they were sensational last week. Very good performance out of Nick Easley, a nice Vandenberg bat. So there's a lot of pluses with the balance on the Iowa offense and the defense that doesn't look to be a step down from the dominant defenses we've seen in the last 2 years. Iowa heading out on the road here, not a long road trip, but Iowa's been dominant on the road away from home. They're 17-5 against the Las Vegas number. Keep that in mind. And then you got Iowa State looking very good. They made great strides last year under Matt Campbell with a terrific run down the stretch the last four games, and we saw that carry over with a very impressive performance against UNI last week. They're settled on the quarterback position with Jacob Park, who looks solid, and a nice 1-2 punch in the backfield with Mike Warren and David Montgomery. And then, of course, as you guys have mentioned, the wide receiver core that they have, just tremendous speed, talent, and depth. There's one thing I have to wonder about Iowa State. If we run defense, that has been a problem the last couple of years. So what did we see last week? 119 yards rushing allowed, very good, but 5.4 yards per carry against UNI, all of which means I still have some question marks about how far this D has improved, if it is at all. When we look at the head-to-heads, Iowa State's been great when stepping up against the Big Ten, 14-6 against the spread, and as far as head-to-head with this rivalry matchup, home field has mattered. Road team is 4-1 against the spread. Iowa Hawkeyes just 6-13 against the spread when facing the Cyclones, and it's been a relatively defensive series, which is common with rivalries, 9-2-1 under the total. With that said, I'm actually going to go the opposite of that. I'm going to look for a higher scoring game here. You got the total of around 48, a lot of speed on offense, a lot of good playmakers. And then, like I said, I have some question marks still with the Iowa State defense. So I think it's going to be more of an offensive show than the odds makers expect. So I'll go with the final score of the Hawkeyes 30-24 in a fun offensive performance.
One of the marquee games Saturday is the Battle of the O's, Oklahoma and Ohio State, John. Oklahoma with the first-year coach, nice quarterback in Baker Mayfield. Really interested to hear your perspective on this.
Yeah, battle of elite quarterbacks, two of the top guys in the running for the Heisman. And Ohio State went from a 6.5-point favorite now up to 7.5. Very high total here of 64 to 63.5. And Oklahoma, in a sense, they got it all, despite the fact that they have a new coach here in Lincoln Riley, although he developed the architect of this wide-open spread attack last season. Baker Mayfield is back, 40 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. There is a change, though, on defense. It's not with the coordinator. Mike Stoops is still here. But for this season, he has changed the base defense. They were a 3-4 last year. He's brought in a 4-3, and his purpose is to try and get a little more quarterback pressure. They do have very good down linemen, are extremely strong, so that could be a nice plus. That'll be something to watch on Saturday. But this is a tough task heading to Columbus, Ohio State. Hard to believe they were down 14-3 at the half last week. You wouldn't think of that by the final score. They blew out Indiana 49-21. They got the ace experienced quarterback in Barrett, who was terrific last week. But if there is a difference maker between these teams, it's got to be defense. This Ohio State is an elite defense. They've allowed 14 points per game in each of the last two seasons. That ranked number 2 and 3 in the nation. And for this season, a lot of talent back, particularly up front. They really are loaded with great pass rushers. And we saw that when they went to Norman last year, won 45-24. It really wasn't a competitive game. They led 35-17 at the half. Baker Mayfield, with all his great numbers he put up last year, 2 picks and 2 touchdowns against Ohio State, not that great. So I'm going to have to look at more of a defensive game. And this point here is very high. At 63.5, you go one of the best defenses in the nation. Top 3 here in Ohio State. So I think it's going to be more defensive game than this number reflects. So I'll go with Ohio State 28-20. Not quite the offensive show the odds makers are anticipating.
Well, we got Iowa and Iowa State in our backyard out east. It's Pitt and Penn State going at it. And love to have this rivalry back. It was a terrific game last year. Pitt winning, and it's pretty big margin right now that Vegas likes Penn State by in this one tomorrow.
Boy, that's exactly what I said, too, and the money is gone on the home team here. Penn State, 18.5-point favorite, now up to 21.5. Seen the total come down quite a bit, 67-64. I'm not sure if they're going to get any rain, but I'm going to call this the possum rivalry game for this weekend because, you know, this Pitt team is very good, very talented. They're off back-to-back 8-5 campaigns, and they, you know, they had a game against Youngstown last week where they were a 2-touchdown favorite, led 21-0 at the half, but it ended up going into overtime. They won by 7, and after the game, the coach, Narduzzi, said, well, we put in a vanilla game plan on purpose because we were really looking ahead to the big showdown with Penn State. You're not always sure whether coaches are being upfront about things like that, but I think he was because this is more of an important game. They really kind of sat on that 21-0 lead, but it's a pretty good team, and they're a huge underdog. You had a senior quarterback in Max Brown. Didn't play last year, but he knows the playbook. If there's one weak spot, the red zone defense was 119th in the nation last year, but it really matched up pretty well against Penn State. Now, the Lions, the Nittany Lions are positively loaded. That's a big difference from last year is the perception between the two teams. Penn State has national title possibilities. You got the Barkley McSorley punch on offense, 9 starters back on offense, 8 on defense made in the Rose Bowl last year. But what a difference in the betting lines, as you mentioned. Last year, it was only a 3-point line, which is common with rivalry games like we see with Iowa and Iowa State. And yet now it's a 3-touchdown. And the game last year, Penn State was actually the underdog of 3 points, and Pitt beat them 42-39, and it was close all the way. Now, Pitt had 341 yards rushing in that game, 6.1 yards per carry. Okay, that's not going to happen again. But keep in mind, the Penn State ground game was stuffed. Man, 74 yards rushing, 2.4 yards per carry. And, you know, what has changed in a year from this to be a 3-point favorite one way to 21 the other? Well, as I mentioned, the perception has changed as Penn State is a national title contender, but this is a rivalry game. Teams get up for this. I do believe Pitt was playing possum last week, so I think it's going to be another close one. I'm not going to call for a Pitt victory, but a 3-touchdown blowout? No, not in a backyard game like this. I'll go with Penn State 30-20, but much closer than this number suggests.
Tomorrow, late afternoon into the evening, it's a battle of top 15 teams, John. Clemson and Auburn. Auburn's got a nice running game. Can it defeat that Clemson defensive line? You tell me.
Boy, this is going to be a fun one. To clash of defending champs against that great Auburn offense that's so hard to defend. You got Clemson 6.5-point favorite now up to 7, a total of about 53.5. And hopes are high at Auburn. They got 15 starters back. It was one of the best defensive teams in the nation last year. And, of course, they have that ground attack, which is so impressive. They've got the quarterback, Jarrett Stidham, who is available. And he was at Baylor 2 years ago. Didn't play last year. But he was great at Baylor 2 years ago, and he was okay last week. They rolled over Georgia Southern 41-7. Stidham had 2 touchdowns, but he did have an interception, and the team had 3 turnovers. So not in midseason form yet. But the thing about Auburn, they were one of the best defensive teams in the nation. 15.6 points per game a year ago. That ranked 5th. Defense coordinator Kevin Steele has a long resume and a terrific reputation. And they are very strong on defense once again. And Clemson is even better on defense. They blew out 10 last week. The offense was the story. But I really like this Clemson defense, which is loaded with speed. We saw that when they played Alabama back in January. Do have some kinks to work in on offense, a new starting quarterback in Kelly Bryant, but once again, a strong defense. And when these teams met last year, there was no offense. It was 19-13 final. Clemson squeezed it out, and notice that great, intricate Auburn run offense, which is so tough to defend. Clemson shut them down. They had 87 total yards rushing, 2.1 yards per carry. Clemson on an 18-7-3 run under the total. Hey, guys, that's the only way I can look at this game. I think it's going to be all about two great defenses. I'll go with Clemson 23-16 in a battle of field goals.
John Cranton joining us from Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas. Let's turn to the NFL, John. Some good games, week 1, and that includes the game at Lambeau between the Packers and the Seattle Seahawks. A lot being looked forward to for these two teams this year.
Yeah, marquee NFC game of the weekend. We got Green Bay a 3-point home favorite, and you know, Lambeau's a great home field advantage, but the oddsmakers are basically telling you this game's even, and that's how much respect Seattle draws. Seattle, they're not in the role of underdog with this great defense very often. 3 times last season, they were either a pick 'em or an underdog, and they won 2 of those games. straight up. And the only game they lost was the playoff game against Atlanta. So you got one of the best defenses in the NFL, probably number one. Again, they even got better with Sheldon Richardson. They picked up from the Jets during preseason. It's the offense that I just don't know what to expect out of the Seattle offense. They really had offensive line problems last year, the lowest paid offensive line in the NFL. They've been making changes, and what we saw was Russell Wilson carrying the offense. Hey, they were 10th in the NFL in passing. They really had no balance, which they normally like to do. Wilson was sacked 41 times, and that, you know, he's a mobile guy, but the offensive line is bad, below average bad. And that's just the big question mark. What are we going to see? I don't know out of this Seattle offensive line, but their defense will be great. The thing about the Packers, they're so tough at Lambeau Field with these fans. Aaron Rodgers, 40 touchdowns, 7 picks last year. He's got the great troika of receivers and Nelson Adams and Cobb. Plus they have Martellus Bennett, a tight end, which they've been searching for a tight end for the last couple of years. So this looks like one of the best offenses in the NFL. And the defense, while it was strong against the run last year, secondary struggled, so they just went crazy in the offseason, dressing it through the draft. And this is one of the best teams in the NFC. Seems kind of a short number for the Packers at home, because they met last December on this field, and it was a blowout, 38-10, that Green Bay, the better Seattle team, because they're healthier now, but still, all in all, probably a defensive game to Seattle at Lambeau Field, 0-4-1 against the Vegas number, so I'll have to go with Green Bay, 24-16, kind of like the home team at this place.
Chicago Bears open at Soldier Field against the Atlanta Falcons, John. Falcons coming off a wildly successful 2016 season. The Bears trying to rebuild, new quarterback in Glennon. What do you have for numbers, and how much movement has there been?
There has been movement. The money is coming in on the Chicago Bears. Atlanta Falcons from a 7-point favorite down to 6. And I talked to some people who actually like the Bears. Part of the reason is the Super Bowl hangover. Boy, we saw that with Carolina last year. They fell apart. Super Bowl losers, when they are playing on the road in week one, 1-5. They don't win these games. That's straight up. So there are some technicals that lead you to believe Atlanta's vastly overvalued heading out on the road. With that said, boy, this is just a tough matchup for Chicago. I expect Matt Ryan to be exceptionally good at this game with all the talent he has. It's not a pass-only offense. They get Freeman and Coleman. They get great wide receivers to throw. So it's a balanced, potent attack. The Falcons' defense may have had some weak numbers as far as overall rankings. Boy, you get Vic Beasley. They take a pole from the Chiefs. Falcons on the road, 6-2 straight up, 8-1 against the Las Vegas number. And they're facing this rebuilding Bears team. Don't know what to expect from the Bears offense. Mitch Trubisky, if he gets on the field, well, this is his first game against top, you know, real competition. And then there's Mike Glennon, journeyman. So it's tough to see the Bears scoring a lot of points. We do know that they can run the football. They got a strong offensive line. They'll go to Jordan Howard, which is going to try and keep the Atlanta offense off the field with ball control. That's a very good plan. And then there's the defense. They struggled badly against the run last year, 122 yards rushing per game. Keep in mind the Bears in September games, 0-7 against the Las Vegas number. So this is a very tough matchup for the whole team. I'm going to have to go against the money here, and I'll go with Atlanta, maybe 27-20.
All right, and Sunday night, the Giants head to Dallas. I think it's like third straight year or something like that for the Sunday night opener to take on the Dallas Cowboys at Jerry World. Maybe Odell Beckham plays, maybe he doesn't play. I guess Ezekiel Elliott is going to play for the Cowboys. Big difference right there?
Yes, a significant difference for them. And usually these rivalry games are around 3, and yet that's not the case here in Vegas. Cowboys open 5.5, down to 4, so money coming in on the Giants. And we've seen the total go down, too, from 49.5 to 47.5. Dallas had that great season last year, and yet the Giants swept them 2-0, and that's common with these rivalry games. The underdog and the evenly matched part of it is no surprise. The dog's doing very well. Giants offense has been kind of shaky under Ben McAdoo. A lot of question marks and about this guy's ability to call plays. Didn't see much in preseason either. They have a lead quarterback and Eli Manning to go to. And don't forget the Giants defense, really strong. They were second in the NFL in points allowed. They were one of the best at stopping the run. And that's what Dallas is going to do first with Dak Prescott mobile. And they, with this offensive line, they like to run the football. Prescott, a will try to duplicate what he did last year, 23 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. But take a look at the head-to-head matchup. The Giants have done well, 5-0 against the Vegas number. The underdog, 4-1 against the spread, common with these rivalry games. And they won, the Giants did, 2 low-scoring games. Week 1 was a year ago, 20-19. Ezekiel Elliott played that game. He had 51 yards on 21 carries, 2.5 yards per carry. So as great as he was last year, the Giants stuffed him. And that's where I'm going to look at this game. I'm going to follow the money, which the total has come down to 47.5. How about a 20-17 final either way, but a very low-scoring game.
John, plenty more at Jim Feist Sports, jimfeist.com. Let us know about that, and I'd love to have a free play if you've got one.
Sure, ProLine is back. Jim Feist, Dave Kogan did a show this week looking at the AFC odds for all of the teams, as well as breaking down some of the marquee matchups in the NFC this weekend. You can find that at ProLineTV.com or jimfeist.com. I'll give you 2 free plays. One will be the Iowa Hawkeyes, and the other will be tonight's game, Ohio-Purdue. Under the total.
All right, with the Purdue Boilermakers. Does UNLV play this weekend?
UNLV, yeah, they do, and they went from being, you know, about a pick'em to a 10-point underdog, so they dropped off the face of the earth.
Howard plays Kent State, but you've already blown it with Howard. Don't even worry about it the rest of the year.
They're no secret anymore.
No,
they're not. Hey, have a great first football weekend, John, and then we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
All right. John Krant from Jim Feist Sports in Vegas joining us here on the Jim Class on KGYM. 3:40, believe when we come back, we will head into the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At 6 a.m., 40 million Americans are waking up to a Gillette shave. And at our factory in Boston, 1,200 workers are starting their day building on over 100 years of heritage and innovation. Today, we're bringing you America's number one shave at lower prices every day, putting money back in the pockets of millions of Americans. I'm proud to bring you Gillette Quality for Less, because nobody can beat the men and women of Gillette. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your 4th order free. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the 2 guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John. At TCB Pool Hall, on the Pedball next to Mondo's Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley.
Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
3:44.
It's time for some straight.
I should hit that and not hit that, right, Mark?
Yeah.
What in the world? Chiefs win and I lose my mind here. What is it? 3:44 here on the program, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. And right now, going on in West Branch, it is the tailgate tour. They are having a good time down there and getting ready for that game tonight between West Branch and Jessup. And then we are getting ready for our game tonight between the Linmar Lions and the Jefferson Jayhawks. And we're going to do the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming up here. And the Pick 6, of course, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Mark, I believe you were the big winner last week, but should we let the czar of the grand poobah of the Pick 6 tell us about it? They're down in Iowa City, the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, following us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, including the big hour at 6 o'clock tonight. Gentlemen, how are you today?
We are ready to roll. We've got a fine slate of Big Ten football games to pick coming up here, including, I know this hasn't really been talked about a whole lot this weekend, but Iowa and Iowa State getting ready to play tomorrow.
You kid, right, of course?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we will, we'll get Sean's picks coming up here in just a little bit. We'll make sure and do that, and then also... I have Kyle's picks here because he is busy running the West Branch tailgate tour broadcast going on 106.3 FM. So give us the week one results, if you would, Todd.
Well, I don't have the week one results. I think you said Mark was the winner, though.
Mark
right?
won, yeah.
He had the, yeah, I've got the games that we're picking in front of me, and that's about it at this point. I guess that's what happens when you get ready to do the remodel and you take down the dry erase board, the board of knowledge with all of the standings on it. But I'm going to assume, since you guys are talking about it so much, you probably have the team lead.
We do by two games, and thanks to Mark Dukes on that one.
Well, you know, Mark carries you during the picks, and then you have to carry him during Bowling Night in America.
Oh, that hurts.
Whoa. Whoa. So true.
It's 1 week, man. It's 1 week.
Well, I don't want to waste anybody's time here more than we already have, so I guess we'll go ahead and dive in. Mark gets to pick first, and we'll lead off, I think, outside of the state of Iowa, probably the biggest game involving a Big Ten and a Big 12 opponent this week. Ohio State plays host to Oklahoma, and Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes are favored by 7.5 points.
You know, Ohio State didn't look particularly good in the first half against Indiana, but then turned it on. I don't know, Oklahoma with a new coach on the road, 7.5. But it does have Baker Mayfield. I think it's a low-scoring game, so in that case, I'll take the points. Give me OU.
All right. Kyle also takes Oklahoma, guys, which sends it over to you, Todd.
I don't like this pick at all. Have no confidence in it, Ohio State, to cover up the number.
I think for 365 days, Oklahoma has the revenge factor in their minds. They got kicked around the field in Norman last year, and it really kept them out of the college football playoff. Ohio State got in because of that victory, and Oklahoma is going to be out for blood this year. On the road, they cover up the points. I think they win the game outright. I was not impressed with Ohio State in the first half against Indiana last week.
All right.
So you're taking Oklahoma?
Yes, Oklahoma to cover and win.
Okay, they're not cut well. They're a 7.5-point underdog, so they wouldn't be covering. They'd win the game outright. You can only cover up the number if you're the favorite. I feel like we're
lessons.
Doing a lesson to the kids again at Fry Fest.
Life lessons, part two.
Lucky we didn't get arrested last week.
We'll get Sean.
So what's the terminology for an underdog?
Well, they win.
They win.
Yeah.
Take the points.
Like Howard.
You take the take the point, like Howard. Man, I wish I had a time machine and a $100 bill.
You and me both. All right. I like Oklahoma. I'm not sure if they're going to win this game, but by golly, you've given me 7.5 points. I will take Baker Mayfield and the Sooners in this one. Game number two.
Like you said, we will get Sean's picks at a later date. Northwestern is on the road at Duke, and the Dukies are getting a field goal at home. So they're a home underdog here. What's Kyle got?
Kyle likes Northwestern in this one, so give him the Big Ten and give him the Wildcats.
I'll take Northwestern here on the road as well. Why not?
I'll go with Duke. Didn't like the way Northwestern looked in week one.
And that brings me to my pick. Northwestern kind of cruised in week number one, but this is a good Duke football team, and getting 3 points at home. I'll take the Blue Devils in this one, Mark.
Yeah, I think the wrong team's favored here. Duke's a pretty good football team, and you give me points at home, I'll take them.
Game three.
Make sure you grab that Cedar Rapids Gazette first thing tomorrow morning, Mark, by the way. Game number three.
Where is Coke Cornell on here?
It's an offshore line. I couldn't find it. The shore being the Cedar River. Nebraska at Oregon, and the Ducks are favored by 14 points at Autzen Stadium. I think I bat leadoff here.
You do.
I'm gonna take Nebraska with the points here. Oregon wins the game, but they don't win it by two touchdowns.
I'm going to go with Nebraska as well.
Can I just – we'll get Sean's picks coming up in a little bit here, but can I just go out on a limb on who he may take?
I've got a hunch he's going to want Oregon.
I got a hunch.
I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Okay. Nebraska had trouble with Arkansas State last week, and Nebraska dusted Oregon when they came to Memorial Stadium. I think Oregon's got a little revenge in its mind. I think the Ducks are going to cover this thing and win this big, Mark.
I think it's an odd line. I would expect it to be a lot lower. Those folks in Vegas know a thing or two. Give me Oregon.
And Kyle, he likes Nebraska. So I bet you we're going to be split in this one in game number three. How about game four, another rivalry?
It is another rivalry. This series resumed a couple years ago. Pitt travels to State College to take on James Franklin and the Nittany Lions. Penn State, a 3-touchdown home favorite. Alex, I believe, is first up here, which is good because I have no idea what direction I'm going on this game.
Pitt gave up almost 450 yards of offense to Youngstown State, who is a good FCS program, but nothing like they're going to see from Saquon Barkley and Trace McSorley this weekend. I like Penn State huge in this game.
I believe last year Pitt won this game at Heinz Field, if I'm not mistaken. And rivalry games, much like Iowa and Iowa State, are always generally close. You give me 3 touchdowns, I will take the Pitt Panthers. Mark. Deliberating. Thinking.
Yeah, that Youngstown State and the results just stick in my mind. Give me Penn State. Give me
Youngstown
Penn State.
Youngstown State was runner-up in 1AA last year.
Yeah.
All right. Kyle likes Penn State, too.
Alex has convinced me here. I'll take Penn State minus 21 at home. Maybe the worst that happens here is a push.
I'm on an island with Foge Fazio.
You don't want to be on an island with whoever that is. Game five. Speaking of an island, one way to get off an island would be to put your oars in the water and row your boat. Minnesota is at Oregon State, and the Beavers are a slight favorite at home. They're favored by 2 points.
I will go first on this one. And, hey, give me P.J. Fleck in this one. Oregon State's not a great football team, and I think Minnesota's going to bounce back and look much better, so I will take the Gophers.
Was not impressed with Minnesota, but you can't be impressed with Oregon State either. Barely beat Portland State and got waxed in the first game. Give me Minnesota.
Kyle also likes Minnesota. Now, if your former co-host was here, he'd be jumping up and down right now, Todd.
Why is that?
Because we, our side, all took Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get things started here, and maybe Alex will think that I'm crazy, but I'll take Oregon State at home.
I really don't know which direction to go on this game. Oregon State has looked so bad in the first 2 weeks. I think Minnesota will improve. They have the edge in talent. They're I guess a better all around football team. I'll say Minnesota, but I'm not confident in that pick.
The biggie.
The big one in Ames. Our coverage gets underway tomorrow at 9 a.m. on all three frequencies. Cyclone fans on 1600 a.m. Hawkeye fans, you can tune into the pregame show on the FM frequencies. We're going to pick this one at 2.5 points. Iowa is favored going on the road at Jack Trice Stadium over the Cyclones. And the tiebreaker will be Alan Lazard's total receiving yards against the Hawkeyes in his final Cy-Hawk game.
I thought it was going to be shots on either radio network at the other side. That would have been better, but I don't think we can count that high. This thing's going to be close. And with that in mind, 2.5 looks really good. I think Iowa might win this thing by 1 or 2, but I will take Iowa State in the 2.5 points and give me 70 on Alan Lazard receiving yards. Mark.
I've got a signature win for Matt Campbell. I pegged it 20-17 earlier this week. I think it might go a little higher than that in terms of points, but I still like Iowa State.
How many yards for Lazard?
85.
85 yards. Kyle has Iowa and Lazard getting 93 yards, Todd.
I'm going to go with Iowa State at home here. I don't like this, but I was told or reminded earlier in the week to go with my gut, and it's rather sizable, although my gut said New England was going to win last night in the season opener against your Kansas City Chiefs, so my apologies there for having no faith in Andy Reid. Mark, did we ever figure out what year that Mercury Marquis Brome was? 73, 74? What are we thinking there? The Mustang was a 69, right?
The Mustang was a 69. The Brome was early 70s, yeah.
Well, let's call it 72 then. How about that?
Well, if it gets in print that way, I guess it is. What's your gut say about Cole Cornell?
My gut says last year I gave that game away to make fun of you, and so this year I get to make fun of you, but I'm also picking the game correctly.
Happy to do so.
How many Lazard yards, by the way?
I said 72, right?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I missed that. Okay. Alex.
I'll take Iowa State in the points as well, and I'll say 110 for Lazard.
110?
Holy smokes.
Whoa. 108 last week. Well, I think he has a huge game.
I think we know who Sean's probably taking in this game, too.
Cyclone Tim says, I know, same old Cyclones. Sean will take them. Or Iowa.
We could probably use a pen to fill in the Nebraska and the Iowa State predictions, but you never know. Maybe he's a little bit pessimistic about this Iowa team. Is that it?
That is it. We'll get Sean's picks here in just a little bit, and what we're going to do right now, go ahead and give the instructions if you will, Todd.
We need 6 callers to 319-366-1600. Pick one of the pickers, and whoever has the best record this week will get you a $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's, located on Highway 1 West here in Iowa City. And I'm sure both Carl and Ernie's and the Coach's Corner will have the Iowa-Iowa State game on tomorrow beginning at 11 o'clock.
Yep, and I believe they usually open at 9 for games like this. But, again, we'll have Sean back on next week. We just had too many people in different places and different rooms in the building.
I think it was 9:30 last week, and okay. I don't know, with it being a road game, I don't know whether they would open any earlier than 10 o'clock. But I'm sure both places will be hopping a little bit before kickoff one way or the other. And that'll do it. Another successful week of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6.
Who you got coming up next?
We have a whole lot of Iowa-Iowa State talk on the way, plus Jack Dom is going to be with us for his weekly baseball chat. And then coming up in the big hour tonight, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and I will be joined by Iowa's all-time leading receiver, Marvin McNutt, is going to join us on the phone at 6 o'clock.
We'll talk to you live from Jack Trice Stadium after the game tomorrow, Todd, okay?
I am looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to your reaction to reading the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Believe me,
you'll
get it.
All right, we'll talk to you guys here in just a second or two. All right. We'll get the phones going here in just a moment at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we will take six contestants and hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And you have a chance to win a $30 gift card to Carl Nerney's Good Time Pub and Grub down in Iowa City on Highway 1 West. And we will talk to you tonight. High school football coming your way here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. A Texas judge had ruled that he would make a decision on the